Hello. Yes. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Okay. Christmas is always exciting. Lots of gifts, presents. I'm sure we at home, we didn't even wait till morning. So we stayed till midnight and then we open our presents. Daniel was very excited. It's like, yes, come on, let's open. Like, wait, Daniel. We'll open the present. So he stayed up quite late. And this is what we got. So for me, my present normally, I look forward to have socks. A pair of socks is just amazing. And Daniel, you can see there, Sonic. He's just excited about Sonic. Anything Sonic for him is wow. So all his present he got with Sonic, he just went and slept with him, literally. Wow. Yeah. And the other picture you can see there, my wife. She loves her fashion. Whatever, anything to do with fashion, makeup, she enjoys that. And this morning, we'll be talking about something different. Of course, Christmas, people, we give gifts to one another, but there's greater thing to that. So my title this morning is The Gift of God. Amen? So we're going to read in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. It says this: For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whosoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light. Should be exposed. Amen. What a passage. So we are giving each other gifts, but God decided to give us the greatest gift of all time, Jesus Christ. Without it, we'll be lost. Without him, there's no Christmas. But because God so loved us, he decided, I'll have to give you the best gift ever. Verse 16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. A gift of God, not because we deserved it, but because of his great love that he gave us his Son. On Christmas time, I always try to do my best to be good so that I get the best present, you know. But for God, it's completely different. He didn't look at us and say, oh, yeah, TJ, you've done well, so I'm going to give you this gift. No, I don't deserve it. We do not deserve it. But by his mercy and grace, he decided, you know what? I'll give my Son so that humanity will have a second chance. And this is why we celebrate Christmas. It's because Jesus Christ came. The Son of God came to this earth for us, to save us from ourselves, from destruction. God Almighty coming in the form of a human, a baby, through Mary, for us. And many prophets in the past prophesied about this. God, I remember, I think Liz was saying, God was hinting, you know, in one of the messages about the coming of the Messiah. And Isaiah says that. I love this verse. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. So God had a plan for humanity, to save his people, the people he created, to bring forgiveness of sins and give eternal life. From darkness to light. So this is the gift of God. And you don't have to pay anything to get this gift. But all you have to do is receive it. Because if you don't believe in the Son of the Living God, already you are condemned. For God did not spare his Son, but he gave it to us. So for me, I believe for believers, Christmas should be an everyday thing. Every day we should celebrate what God has done for us. His love, demonstrating his love, his great love towards us. And that is the gift of God. Amen. Even if you did not receive any gift this morning, but let me tell you what, if you believe in Jesus Christ, that's the best gift anyone could ever give. And God is giving us his Son. And if you've never received him, it's not too late to receive the gift of God. It's available even today. It was available in Peter's time. It is also available this in our time. Jesus Christ. All you have to do is put your faith and trust in him. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. Verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is good news. This is the reason why Christ came. It's so that we are not condemned. It's so that we have eternal life. And God is great, is very good. We should celebrate him. Christmas should be even special for us who believe because of what he has done. Offering his Son for us, giving us the gift of life. This is amazing. This is great news. But verse 19 also says that, and this is the judgment, because people didn't believe. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned. Whoever does not believe in him is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And 19 also says, And in this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love darkness rather than the light, because their work were evil. When we are not in Christ, we live in darkness, outer darkness. But the good news is that Jesus came so that we can live in light. And those who receive him will live in light, because he is the light of the world. He says that in John 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen? Amen. So if we follow Jesus, we are living in light. And darkness has no part in us. So this is the great gift of God towards us. We were once in darkness, but now we're living in the light of Jesus Christ. We'll go back again to verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I think we should meditate on this today as we go about our celebrating Christmas, that this is what it means. And when people ask, why are you celebrating Christmas? This is the reason. God gave us his Son, so that we have eternal life. That's the most important thing, is to believe in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible also says there's no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. So if you believe in him, it's the most important. And the gift of God is available for every single one of us. All we have to do is receive it and be saved. So the good news is that God has given us his Son. That's the good news. This is why we celebrate Christmas, that Jesus came to this earth. And we also believe that he will come back again, but this time not as a baby, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will rule the earth, and we'll be with him forever and forever. This is the good news about Jesus Christ and what God has done for us. His great glory. We thank him for that. So if you have not received him, take this opportunity to consider and speak to your neighbors, to those who do not believe yet. Tell them about this good news, why we celebrate Christmas, the gift of God to us. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for the gift that you have given us, Jesus Christ, coming in flesh as a baby. And we also believe that he's coming back as the King of Kings, as the ruler of this universe, as the Creator. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity, for this gift of life, for eternal life. Thank you, Father, that we can now walk in light, not in darkness. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you that we can celebrate today and know that we are saved by you. Thank you because there's no more condemnation for those who believe in you. Thank you for the price you have paid for us. You died on the cross and you rose again and you live on high. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you are our strength, our refuge, our everything. Thank you because of your gift, which will not perish like everything else. We are excited about receiving socks, makeup, and all sorts. But all this is just vanity. But you, O Lord, your gift is an everlasting gift. Thank you, Father, for this morning. May you continue to speak to us as we leave this place. May we become testimonies of what God has done for us. And may our light shine bright. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And also pray that you will fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit this morning. May you continue to work the work you have started in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.